I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
It's so crazy. No matter what, no matter how long I channel spirit, they're always freaking me out. I mean, I nearly fell off the chair so many times during this reading. It blows me away on how sometimes messages can be common, but it's those validations and the way that spirit has me deliver the validations is so unique and so mind-blowing. I almost feel like the emoji. Like, that's how I feel, literally. Like, I literally feel like spirit continues to blow my mind with every reading, every message that I deliver. And what I can literally feel, the peace. And the fact that this all happened yesterday, that she ended up getting a reading today. That's the other thing that I love. Sometimes things happen, right? Things happen and cancellations happen. But I always say, spirit always knows what we need. And I hope you all enjoy this week's episode with Mona, because her mom gave her a gift, gave her messages that she never thought that she would have ever heard. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. Well, good morning, Mona. Welcome to Hey Spirit.
Hi. Oh my goodness. I'm like beside myself right now.
I'm beside myself because I can't figure out the freaking Zoom. It's crazy. Okay, there you are. I like to make you big. Well, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Same. Oh my goodness. I'm honored to be here. I admire you so much. All the work that you've done, you bring so much healing and peace to the world. I feel very grateful to be here.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I feel very grateful too, not only to have this opportunity to share my gift with you, but also to thank you for supporting me and my gift, because without you, I couldn't continue to do what I do. So I truly consider it a true honor and a privilege to be able to share my gift with you today. As soon as I started to enter the other side, there were quite a few souls that started to step forward. There were like four of them. Okay. But then one soul really stepped forward, which was a mother figure. So is your mom departed?
Yes.
So know that she steps forward. But is your grandmother also departed as well? Because she's going, what about me? What about me?
I have two. Yeah.
I don't know if it's validating. And who's the father figure that is departed as well?
It could be my grandparents. Yeah.
Where does the uncle comes in?
Yeah, I mean, I have a few, but I'm thinking about one. My dad's brother passed away
to validate that these are the souls stepping forward. And he looked at your mom and he goes, I always liked you.
Oh my God. You don't even know. Yes. Yes.
But that would be that personality. Was that something that he would say?
I mean, yes. And especially like given my dad's family wasn't fully accepting of my mom. There was a little bit of that, unfortunately. But it hit my dad's older brother for sure. Yes.
I just got the chills. So I don't know if you got like the goosebumps or the chills. It validates your loved one's soul's present to validate. Like these are the little things that are like just by saying, oh, I always liked you, right? And this is something so validating for you in so many different ways. This is the thing that still, after decades of what I do, blows my mind every single time I channel them. What a gift in these first few seconds of your reading of them letting you know that they are all together. And your mom is just so excited. There's something about her and she's like, oh, I have so much to tell you. I don't know where to begin. And I'm like, okay. I go, well, let's just start, you know, maybe somewhere. And she's like, oh, she's like, Teresa, look how fabulous I look. Don't I look great?
Oh my goodness.
Two things I'm going to say to that. One, that would be your mom to showing her personality of excitement and to validate that. Because then what she did when she said, don't I look great? She immediately laid me in a bed and I can see you saying goodbye to her. So know that this is your mom's way of saying to you, Mona, I don't want you to feel that there was anything left unsaid, that you should have been there more for me, done more for me. She says, I need you to know that I heard everything and I want to thank you for always loving and supporting me.
Oh my God, Trish. You have no idea. You have no idea. Yeah, when she had cancer and she was sick, she was on the mend. They said she was doing better.
I'm going to say this to me. She also made me feel like she goes, you know, I have to tell you something, Teresa. She said, I also didn't tell Mona that I felt myself going backwards a little bit. She says, I didn't want to believe it. She says, and I saw in this little frame of time that I had of a quote unquote remission, she makes me feel like, where like, let's just say if she was bedridden, couldn't do a lot of things and wasn't herself. And then all of a sudden I had this spurt of like, I don't care if they were days, weeks or months, but it was like, she goes, I didn't want to let that go.
Yeah.
She says, so I kind of ignored how I was feeling. So even if I did any other different treatment sooner, she goes, it would not have changed the fact that I would have died. She says, what it would have changed, Mona, would have been my quality of life in that remission time frame. You know, I've never had this before. She looked at me and she goes, they missed something.
Yes.
She says, and I'm glad they did. She said, because I would not have had that remission time. So what I guess what she's saying, Mona, is that even if they caught that little bit of whatever it is or was, it would not have cured her. Because then what she did is she had me do like a full body scan and I could see like red. Now, red spots is my symbol for like serious illnesses and stuff like that. I saw it like spread like all over. Like I saw a little bit on my lungs. I saw a little bit on my stomach. I saw a little bit on my bladder, on my pancreas. So it's almost like she says, I want you to view that time of them saying, oh, Mona, your mom's great. She's doing fabulous. She says, I want you to look at that as a gift. She says, because think about that time that we had where I was full of life and I feel like I had so much energy. She goes, but I'm going to tell you, the decline was quick.
Yes. Yep.
She says, and this is to validate for you, Mona, that because that was so quick, she wouldn't have traded that quick moment of healthiness for anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now, I want you to realize that was hard for me to say that to you because I think, you know, no matter what, when someone passes, we always try to kind of look for that other side of the coin. What could we have done? Oh, maybe this. And now this is your mom. I mean, I don't know if I can ever recall a soul saying to me, they missed a little something, but I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
That was hard for me to say that to you, but you know exactly what your mom meant by that. So she says, the days that you say shoulda, coulda, woulda, only if, she says, I want you to remember that time that we had where I was so full of life and it was almost like time had stopped and nothing had happened. She says, I am so grateful for that, because if it wasn't for that, I would have not done what I was doing.
That's so interesting. That's so interesting.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense where, yeah, she was in the hospital. She was doing better. And I was by her side. And I have these regrets is that I said, okay, she's doing better. And honestly, I feel like I was in a, I just really thought, I thought my mom was like the strongest woman in the world. So nothing could ever happen to her.
Of course.
I moved back to San Francisco to finish work. Cause I'm a therapist and I see clients and I felt bad for my clients. And that's when when I was away is when she fell into a coma and I just felt so guilty. I wasn't there for her last days.
But do you see what she's saying? How do I say this? This is how she wants me to say it. You left my bedside on such a high.
Yeah.
Of like, yes, this is going to be great.
Yes.
This is going to be okay.
Yeah.
She says, this is what I want you to remember. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
But I want to go back. Was there a time where your mom was sick and then she got better, but then she got sick again? I find this very intriguing and interesting because the way that she had me say it, she made me feel like, and I think that this is, now I think I understand why she was making me feel such an extreme. So you understand how important that was of you to be there for her when she was at her best. Do you understand that? She goes, do you think that I could have watched you watch me be sick like that? She said, that was difficult. I am so thankful for that time that I was okay. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you this. Was there something where even before she was diagnosed, because she keeps showing me my symbol for, I have no regrets because of look at what we've done. Look at what I did. So there has to also be something from the time of her diagnosis, like right prior to that, whether if she like did things, vacationed or went and saw you or you guys did, I don't care what it is. She's making me feel like I have no regrets because I got to do this, this, and this.
It's like kind of long, but she was misdiagnosed.
When your mom was saying they missed something, do you understand that, Mona? This is where my job becomes somewhat difficult in a sense because your mom is so adamant. It was like one of the first things that she wanted to talk about was them missing something, but I don't want you to have any regret of that because look at what we got to do. It's almost like if I knew that I had this, we wouldn't have done this. We wouldn't have had maybe that holiday or done that. And she says, I wouldn't have traded that.
Is it something that maybe I don't even know what they missed?
Well, no, I think it's when you're saying that she was misdiagnosed.
She was misdiagnosed, yeah. Because by the time they found the cancer, yeah, she was at stage 4.
Right.
But right before that, right, she and my dad reconciled their relationship. They went on this like epic cruise to Alaska together.
And if I was diagnosed, we never would have done that.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So this is why she's saying it was a blessing.
Oh, I see.
And how do you say that? But you see, Mona, you never in a million years thought that your mom would bring that up, right?
Yeah.
What a gift. What an extremely healing moment for you and your dad. And to say, I would not have traded that because all of these other things would not have happened. Like I said, this does not make it easy, but maybe a little bit easier, Mona, if you go back and say, well, what if we did this? She says, then we wouldn't have done that. Then I wouldn't have had this. We always have to look at that other side of the coin that we always think that would never happen, but it can.
Yeah.
She says, and I want you to know, she says, that I have so much respect for you. Now I feel like your mom, like she's so personal with me right now. Like I feel like she's talking to me like I was one of her best friends from like back in the day. You know, like that you, everything that you do in life is with such passion and love and true caring. And I'm going to say this, your mom made me feel like and showed me how proud she was of you when you left her that day.
No, really?
She says, you show such commitment to life, to your career, what you believe in, and what you love so much. She says, and I would never have wanted you to stop doing, Mona, what you love to do, or what you needed to do in that moment, because if you thought that I was going to die. And then this is your mom. She's very funny. She goes, Teresa, what was she going to do? I ended up in a coma. I would have been laying there. She wouldn't have been able to do anything for me. But like, this is how she's, and I almost feel like, but was your dad there?
My dad was there, yep.
She made me feel like your dad needed to be there. It was almost like what he needed to do for her. And it's almost like if you were there, he would not have been able to do the extent of what he needed to do and what she needed from him in that moment.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She says, I don't want it to, and now your mom's whispering to me. She goes, I don't want that to sound selfish, Teresa. I go, no. Like, I get, but she's like, you know, but you understand. She's like whispering. I'm like, I don't think she can hear you. It's okay.
Oh, mom. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But I think these are the things that she says that you're not realizing. It's so, your mom just looked at me and she goes, Teresa, can you please tell Mona that this is so much bigger than her just sitting by my bedside? Much bigger than that. And what I love is that she gave you the answer to why. It was so much bigger than that. And I feel like I want to also explain to you, Mona, it was on a soul, spiritual level on why your dad needed to be there.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. Yeah.
And your mom made me feel like your dad, how do I say this? I'm going to say it, but you have to place it on your observation and how you feel. It's almost like because of that, your dad has found peace within everything that happened between him and mom and even with her death.
Yes, that makes so much sense. Yeah. Their relationship was very, very rocky for many, many years. Except the last year of her life, I think they reconciled and went on these trips. He changed. And she would tell me, because she would tell me a little bit too much. She would over-disclose, and I always ask, how's dad? How's he treating you? And I remember in the last year of her life, she said, he's treating me very well. And she wouldn't lie to me. And I remember being like, wow.
That validates by your mom having me say to you, and this is what I love. She first had me say to you, your dad needed to do that. It was something that needed to happen between the both of them. Because I also do feel that your dad had also intimate conversations with your mom at that time as well. And really, she made me feel like taking responsibility and like truly sorry for the way things were for so many years. And your mom made me feel like, she goes, and you know, Teresa, she goes, you know how things go. Something happens and then it just, a mountain comes out of a molehill and then it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. She says, that's kind of what happened.
Yeah.
She says, but we were able to kind of come together with that.
Yeah.
She says, I love the moment where your mom said to you, I want you to know how proud I was of you that day that you went home. I don't think a soul has ever said it in that way.
That brings me so much peace, Teresa. I felt onto that. I felt so regretful for so many years.
And your mom made me feel like, though, even though this happened some years ago, now it seemed to have been getting worse. the heaviness on your soul and how, and she says, I need you every time you feel that way to remember me saying how proud I was of you. Because it was almost like she keeps showing me this, her like laying in a bed and watching you leave and saying goodbye. And I could just see her smiling. Like, it's almost like, there goes my baby girl. There she goes. She's going to go out. She's going to change the world. Like, that's how she made me feel. She says, and I want you, Mona, to start treating yourself and being kinder to yourself. She says, because if this was any of your friends, any of your patients, you would not be saying the things to them that you say to yourself.
Yep. 100%.
She says, so when you look in the mirror, I want you to start telling yourself these positive reinforcements and validating for you that she is so proud of you and loves you more than anything. And she says, and I want to thank you for not only being an amazing daughter, but for being my best friend.
Oh, that's just means so much to me. Yeah. I mean, she would call me her soulmate, which I always found like, mom, that's weird. Like, you don't call your daughter that.
But what a beautiful way of her valid. You have to understand, soulmates. Yes. Some people feel like their soulmates are their spouses, right? But a lot of times a soulmate, how I interpret a soulmate and what spirit has shown me is that a soulmate is just someone's soul that we've traveled many lifetimes with.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can be a child. It can be a parent. It could be your best friend. It could be your cousin.
Yeah. Yeah.
For some people, and nobody laugh at this, it could be even be their dog, their pet.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that soul bond that we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a connection that can never be broken. Mm-hmm. And your mom just said to me, she says, Mona, she says, we've had many conversations before I passed. I'm showing you all the signs that I'm still with you.
Yeah.
She says, if I was disappointed, upset with you, I would not be showing those things to you. She says, so please take those, not as just saying thank you to mom, but I want you to really hold on to that and to know that that is your mom's soul giving you the hugest hug and support from the other side.
Yeah. I mean, I've been seeing, it's so funny because this was a last minute like reschedule call. But the day before I got the call, I was seeing hearts everywhere. And it was even showing up on my tea, like where my tea bag was. It was a perfect little heart. And that's every time I see like a rock that's shaped like a heart.
Yes. Those things are not coincidences. My daughter connects that with her husband's grandfather, who she had a very unique bond with. And no matter what, she just showed it to me this morning and she was making Michelina French toast sticks. And she's like, you know, like pieces break off. There was one in the bag that was perfectly shaped in a heart. Like, you can't make those things up. Like, these are the things, it's those unique things. No, and 100% your mom is taking responsibility for this happening today. This was rescheduled? This was like a reschedule?
Somebody contacted me literally yesterday saying, are you available tomorrow for a reading? And I said, yeah, I'm canceling everything. Yes. I will not miss this for the world.
There's no such thing as a coincidence. It's our loved ones. Some people say it's God, our loved ones, whatever it is, it's a higher power. It's spirit really reminding us that they are still there for us, giving us what we need. And your mom made me feel like, as I was saying that to you, she showed me this flashback of you remembering the last moment that you had with your mom. She made me feel like you were holding her hand, you were saying goodbye to her, and you were having a conversation, but she made me feel like you just didn't want to let go. I can hear you talking to your mom. So did you come back for her, or was it something on the phone? Because your mom keeps saying, tell, and this is your mom, tell her that I heard her talking to me. Tell her I heard her saying goodbye to me. So I don't know if it was over the phone or if you actually made it there, but she wants you to know that she heard everything.
Oh, It's funny. She was holding on. It was in a coma. I arrived early Friday morning. I went straight to the hospital. And then that's when, I mean, I was there for her last moment. And then they, you know, she, whatever, they unplugged. I don't even know how it works. And, you know, we're devastated. She's surrounded by family. And my dad's just weeping. And my dad puts his arm around me and says, let's go. Like, he didn't want to be in the room with her. And I pulled his arm away and I ran back to my mom's bedside. And it was just me and her youngest brother, my uncle. And we were just looking over her. I honestly, I'm like blanking out. I don't know what I said, but I must have, I don't even know.
Unbelievable moment right now, Mona, of your mom saying, I could feel how you did not want to let me go. Unbelievable. But for her to validate, that's a feeling. Like, this is the thing. That's a feeling that you had. That's what you felt. It was the need that you felt. What an incredible way of your mom's soul validating. I knew what you felt. I know that.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Look, we all carry around different stressors. Some are big and some are small, right? But at the end of the day, when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. You know, therapy just isn't for people who experience major trauma. Therapy, I find for myself, is great for learning positive coping skills and also how to set boundaries. And it has empowered me in the best way to be the best version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HeySpirit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HeySpirit.
Did your mom like poetry, or were there certain like phrases or scriptures or whatever it was? But I feel like she's like telling me to tell you about the poems. So I don't know what that is.
Oh my goodness. Okay, this might be it. I don't write poems, but literally, again, yesterday before I got the call, I wrote a poem about her. I don't write poems. I've never written a poem. I wrote a poem
Are
about
you
her.
All right, Mona, get off this Zoom. You're freaking me out. That is crazy.
It was about my mom. It was about my mom. I just felt compelled to write her a poem. I've never done that. I have never written a maybe when I was a teenager.
And this is something that you did even before you got the phone call about?
Before I got the day before. I wrote, right. I was feeling her. Yes. That's
I'm
it.
Dead. I got nothing, Mona. This is supposed to be, hey, Spirit, a reading with Teresa, not let's see if we can stump Teresa. And your mom's like repeating it, like repeating this poem. And I asked your mom to validate because I said to your mom, I'm like, this is incredible. What a gift. What a healing. Yes.
message you've given to your daughter, and can you validate that? I always want these little validations. Yeah. And she's like, tell her about the poem.
Oh.
And it's like this verse, and I can hear it. So know that your mom knows what you wrote, validating that her soul was with you at that exact moment, and that you cannot make this stuff up. Do you find solace or peace at the beach or by the water?
Yeah.
Because she just said to me, she goes, you tell Mona now. And I'm like, Mom, don't get me involved in this. She's like, you tell Mona. I want Mona to start embracing and taking the strolls by the beach. I want her to take in the, and she just showed me, you like standing at the shoreline, just like taking it all in and just like living in that moment.
Yeah. I mean, I used to live by the beach. I recently moved, but it's funny because my favorite memory of my mom is, I don't know, it was like a weekday and her and I just went to the beach together and it was empty. And that's my, like, whenever you think of a safe place or like your happy moment, your happy place, it's me and my mom laying at the beach together.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. There's another piece to that that also kind of gets me. It was also at her bedside in the hospital. Also, it was one of the last things she said to me. And so I'm gay. And she said something around like, I hope that you find a nice man, which was like one of the hardest things for me. I did not want that to be one of the last things she said to me. And I'm proud of who I am. I know who I am. But every now and then that shame comes up. And that's been another really difficult thing. Yeah.
And he was your mom saying how proud I am of my daughter. Because you went to be who you needed to be.
Yeah.
That phrase, you know, messages from our loved ones don't only have to be for one circumstance.
I was wondering that when you use the word proud, it's an interesting word you use. Yeah.
This is the thing that I don't think people also realize. Spirit is not going to come through and acknowledge things that are not supportive for us.
Yeah.
They're not going to.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, souls have said to people, you know what? Well, maybe if we did do this, do that, yeah, maybe it would have made a difference, but Your mom wasn't saying that. Your mom was saying you made all the right choices and decisions at that moment. And when you left her bedside that day, she was proud. And there goes my daughter, doing and being who she felt that she needed to be. And I'm going to say this, that I 100% know that that is connected to who you are today, because your mom showed me the symbol for when I embraced who I needed to be here in the physical world, who God intended me to be, is when I felt complete. And your mom just showed me when you came to terms and after she passed, it's almost like you had this completeness that you felt, but you have this burden of what would my mom think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And your dad is supportive, correct?
In his way. He's come a long way. It's still
your mom made me
about.
Feel like?
Yeah.
Your mom made me feel like your dad is supportive. Listen. Okay. What does that mean, supportive? Yes. Again, does it mean that he has to shout from the rooftops? No. But he has embraced you and has met your partner. Is that correct?
Yes.
We are accepting. Do you understand that? And I feel, and your mom goes, and he's kind of cute when he engages with her. He goes, because he kind of gets like a little nervous because he doesn't also want to say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. She goes, it's actually kind of cute, Teresa. Is that correct?
It is. Yes. He's very kind, but there's like an air of, you could tell he's like a little
awkward. He's awkward.
It feels a little awkward. It's so awkward. Thank you.
For him.
It's awkward.
But for no one else. And it's almost like, I feel like you and your partner kind of laugh about it a little bit. We're like, oh my God, did you see your dad when I said this? And he got all like, you know?
Yeah.
But what a beautiful way of your mom I say, can you validate it with something in real time for her? You know, when she says, oh, she says, her dad is supportive. She goes, and I was much more supportive than her father in everything that she did. So if you think your dad is this, your mom is even more equally supportive. Do you understand that?
100%.
And your mom looked at me and she says, you know, Teresa, I never thought, and my daughter can have it all. She can have children. She can have a marriage. She can have everything that she has ever dreamed of, and even more so what I've dreamed for her. And then your mom looked at me and she whispered again in my ear and she goes, because at the end of the day, all we really want is our children to be happy, right, Teresa? And I said, right. And she says, so I see how my daughter is. I almost feel like you feel free. And, and she goes, and I had never understood why she wanted to move where she lived. So I don't know, where is it that you live? where do you live? Like,
I live in like the very north part of LA. So it's a very small town. And it's like 2 hours. I'm unfortunately from my family right now.
That's okay. Yeah. That 2 hours is nothing. I could take my son lives in Manhattan. It could take me 2 hours to see him.
Exactly.
And I think I love this because it's something, it just goes to show how, you know, where we're really hard on ourselves in so many aspects in life. And I even feel like in this moment, I feel like your mom has reminded all of us how far we really have come.
Yeah.
Do you also see a hummingbird?
Yeah, I mean, that was her favorite bird. And
I said, listen, you have to validate that you support, you know, your daughter having a partner and that you embrace her and you're so happy. I go, give me what? She goes, I gave you plenty of good things, Teresa. I go, okay. I said, I want one more thing.
Yeah.
So know that your mom knows, supports, and is truly proud of the woman that you've become. And I looked at your mom and she had a tear in her eye. And I said, what is that for? And she said, because I've learned, and especially through my illness, she says, you know that term that people talk about, the dash? It's not how many years we live, but how the years are lived. And, you know, there's something that I've also learned over the years is, you know, I used to always use that term, you know, it is what it is, right? It is what it is, but it also, it is what I make it. So this is life. This is what it is. So I can either choose this or this. And I love that your mom chose to use that to validate that she would rather see you like this, happy and feeling complete. She says, then you fighting yourself.
Yeah.
And holding yourself back from living life with happiness and joy. Now, who was the father figure? Is your partner's dad departed?
Oh my God. He passed away maybe 2 weeks ago.
Because I said to your mom, I go, who's that guy that's standing with you?
No.
And she says, this is my last gift to my daughter to validate that I support her and her life and that I do love her partner. She had me right, Dad. She had me right. So know that she brings him forward to validate that the souls are all connected on the other side because we're connected here. Even though they didn't know each other, they weren't physically connected here, they're connected on the other side because you are connected to her.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. That's such a gift.
She knows what a blessing she is to you. The thing that I find so incredibly beautiful in this moment, Mona, is that I'm still on the poem, by the way. I am like blown away by that. Like, I'm thinking like, this is crazy. Like, this wasn't something that you had set up for weeks or that literally just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing as a coincidence that you were thinking of your mom. You write this poem and then this happens. And then for your mom to give you every single thing that you truly needed to hear and never thought in a million years that you would have heard the things that you heard today. So that's why I want to say to you, I want to thank you for not only allowing me to share my gift with you, but more importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones. And now this is your partner's dad going, am I going to, can I talk now? Is that it? Like, is this over? Like, what do I do? Can I leave? Do I stay? Like, he don't know what to do.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I mean, he recently passed away. Yeah.
Wow. So yeah. Know that your mom is there for him. What a beautiful, beautiful way to really kind of validate that she truly supports you.
Oh, that means the world to me.
Oh,
such a gift. Thank you, Teresa. Everything you do, I'm so grateful.
Oh, well, thank you for all your support. And again, for trusting me with the souls of your loved ones. I wish you all the best, Mona. God bless. This is with this poem, and then she wants me to say this. I'm saying, how could this be? What? I'm like, all right, I gotta say it. And then when you said that, I nearly fell off my chair. This is the thing. This is what I do for a living. I don't think people understand this. Like, I say this all the time. I make what I do look easy.
Yeah.
It's not. And then what your mom did today was just insanity.
Yeah.
Insanity. I love it.
Ah. That was incredible. Oh my goodness. Thank you.
Amazing.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, my name is Mona, and I just had a wonderful reading by Teresa Caputo. I feel like I blacked out. I'm feeling like I just have to, I just came through from a passing out. I mean, it was so incredible. She's, of course, just like larger than life and like so sweet and kind and like so good at what she does. I have so many great takeaways, but like having, like at the beginning saying that the doctors missed something. And I knew that because she was misdiagnosed. And so once they found the cancer, it was stage 4. And she just passed away like 6 months later. I mean, it was so rapid. She was glad that they missed something because she was able to take that cruise. She took this like really fabulous cruise with my dad and their a friend of theirs. And then she's proud of me for leaving. That was the other big piece that I was, brought me so much peace, because I have so much guilt about, I mean, it almost feels like I chose my job over my mom, which I like, I look at, I'm like, oh my God, I would never tell anybody to like leave their mother's bedside to like finish work. And I did that. I felt so guilty about it, but that she's proud of me for leaving. And like, that's my daughter, like doing her work. And I mean, that to me is like so incredible. And my partner's father just passed away. I mean, truly 3 weeks ago, I was getting my dates. 3 weeks ago, he just passed away, to validate that she loves my partner. And that was really huge too. And I know that. I knew she would like my partner. I mean, they never had a chance to meet in this lifetime. But it was also very much my partner's father to be like, that's it. I don't get to say anything. I just told my partner. She's like, oh my gosh, like crying too. this is a gift of a lifetime. Everything was so personal. The poem was just strange because I don't write poetry, and there was something in me that needed to express itself. And I wrote a silly poem. I mean, it's not silly. It's really sweet, but it's almost like a haiku. It's kind of embarrassing, but I wrote it on my phone, and I was like just looking at it and repeating it in my head and like thinking about my mom. But she knew about my mom and dad's relationship. Like, there was just like very specific things that, you know, she wouldn't have known. And even my uncle saying, oh, I always liked her. Like, that is just so specific to my family because the in-laws didn't really like or accept her for whatever reason, even though she was so incredible. But he was somebody who did like her. And so, I mean, that was like so spot on. My biggest questions were about my sexuality and me leaving and my relationship with my dad. And she touched upon all of those things and gave me just, and like knowing that my dad is supportive. And again, I know that, but he's so awkward about it because it's you know, it's not anything that's common for him that he's experienced in his life. It feels, how could this be possible? We live in this universe and, you know, how could somebody who's dead kind of come back? It doesn't actually make sense, but everything she said was spot on. And there's no way that even the poem, there's just nothing that these things that she would have known beforehand. And there's things that we don't see that is probably like, just because we can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. And so I've been a big fan of Teresa for a very long time. So I'm like, I have no doubts about her and her abilities. And the fact that she does it just out of her, the goodness of her heart, you know, like, but I mean, that I think speaks really volumes about the work she does. I don't even know what to say. I'm just beside myself. I guess, there's more to life than this, which is a quote from her book. I know. I'm very grateful. This meant the world to me.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.